How things been so far for you?
So far, so good. Nice and tough. Conditioning and working out, so everything's going. We hit the ground running over here, so it's been a lot of fun. Getting to know the guys have been welcomed with open arms, so that's always a good feeling.
Have you had the Rob Gronkowski experience?
What experience is that?
Have you spent time with him? kind of is who he is.
Him and Hernandez. I've heard stories about both these guys, but you know what? They're good guys. They're competitors, and they're out here and they're working hard right now. So that's always a good thing.
Based on their numbers, what makes a tight end say, "I'm going to come to New England"?
You know what? They're both real good tight ends. They went out there and they produced, and they're two of the top guys in the league. But traditionally, just looking at this offense, Tom's going to find the open man. So that is definitely something that, appeals to everybody.
Is there something that intrigued you just about the way, the Patriots kind of exploited that tight end position last year? I mean, it was obviously, not necessarily revolutionary, but it was prolific, I guess.
No, it was definitely something that, every week you turn the TV on, you're seeing something new from this team. And, just the things that they were doing, it is revolutionary, as you say. I know that Bill is the type of guy who he finds different ways to keep defenses on their toes, or keep them back on their heels. They don't really know what to expect and don't really know what's going on. So he's an innovator in that sense.
I'll be the one to ask, what was Tebow Mania really like?
It was a circus. But, I mean, just like any circus, there's good and there's bad. So it was something that you just took in stride.
You think he's an NFL quarterback?
I think he can be. Give him a little bit of time.
What was the bad?
What was the bad?
Yeah.
The media frenzy all day, every day.
Yeah.
That can be somewhat of a distraction sometimes, but, he's the type of person who just takes everything in stride, and he's a truly genuine person. So he just kind of, just almost brushed it off a little bit. He didn't let all the hype and everything get to his head.
Could you kind of assume that the environment would be almost a 180 going from there to here, especially after that season? Because this place is obviously like got a reputation for being a fortress, I guess.
In a sense, yeah, but, I mean, this is – this is a championship organization, so I didn't really know what to expect. It's something that I saw and welcomed the open challenge to go to an organization like this and see how things are done right in this league.
What did you think of this organization from the outside when you were playing, either playing against them or?
That they do things right, from an offensive standpoint, they go out there and they put up points. They find the open man. It's not about just one player. You have two good tight ends, and there's not a lot of teams that use both tight ends and get them all kinds of catches. There's always just one guy that usually stands out, and you have a bunch of players out there that are standing out on this offense.
You visited in 2010 too, is that right?
Yes.
I mean, what was that process like, and then obviously get another chance to kind of make it happen?
I was able to come out here and just kind of meet with the coaches and talk with guys and just see if it was a fit. And, it ultimately boiled down to a business thing. I let my agent handle things like that. And, all things happen for a reason, and it didn't work out then. But, things came full circle, and it worked out for us this year.
How close were you to signing here in 2010?
Real close. Real close.
You came in undrafted. This is, I think, your 15 and 7 years. How has that journey given you perspective on starting something new?
This is my sixth team. It's one of those things that you just take in stride. I mean, a lot of times people get discouraged by something like that, where you end up going to different teams, and it's like the first day of school. You go to a different school and you're kind of meeting new people, different personalities, and you get a little anxious about it. But like you said, I've done it so many times. It's kind of, I just take everything in stride, and I'm excited.
Do you have any connections here in this locker room? Do you know any guys who are already on the roster?
Yeah, I know a few guys. Brandon Lloyd and Spencer Larson are two guys that just got signed as well, and they were in Denver with me. There's a few other guys that I've kind of bounced around with, and just familiar faces.
Were you with Crumpler at all in Atlanta?
I was. I was with Crumpler for a year and a half. He was like my big brother, just a great guy, true professional. I learned a lot from him.
Is this sort of a responsibility, I guess, to kind of pay that forward, especially when you got two young guys like Gronk and Aaron, I guess?
I can just go out here and just be me. I think that's what's gotten me around the league. That's what got me to the point of being around and being able to play for 7 years, is just going out and being myself, being a professional, and just doing my job. As far as like guiding those two, like I said, they're two great athletes, two great competitors out there, so I don't really need to guide them in that sense. I'm just going to go out here and just try to fill in where I can.
You said Algie was like a big brother to you. Can you talk a little bit about that relationship and what he meant to you and your overall professional development?
Just coming in as a rookie, you don't really know what to expect. I went into Atlanta not knowing if guys are going to try to sabotage you or, because you're competing. That's what it's all about. You're competing for a job, for the same position. And so, you don't really know if you can trust anybody, but Algie welcomed everybody with open arms. He's the type of guy who had me over to his house for Thanksgiving. You know, he has family in town, and you know, I didn't have any family out in Atlanta, and I wasn't going home. He invited me over to his house and fed me, and he made the Pro Bowl that year, and actually took all his tight ends out to Hawaii with him. Like, he paid for the flight and everything. That's just the type of person he was. Very giving, just very humble about all his blessings. And you know, like I said, I just learned a lot from him.
How does your skill set translate from a run-first offense to a pass-first offense over here?
You know what? I used to be a wide receiver. You know, I converted from wide receiver in high school to tight end. And so I'm primarily more of a route runner. But over the years, like, you know, especially last year, we became more of a run team. I like to say that I'm a bit of a chameleon. You know, I can fit in and do whatever needs to be done.
Your bio from UCal Davis says your nickname there was Rev. What's that about?
When I first got there, you know, that was right around the time Remember the Titans had come out, and just my demeanor was a lot like the Rev. I wouldn't say it was any further than that. You know, I wouldn't say I'm a very religious person, but you know, I have a belief, and you know, I think that's kind of where it was.
The two tight ends here are not quite that way.
So I've heard, but you know what? You know, I'm a little bit older. I've been around. I've been around the block, and I've been young once myself. And you know, I'm married. I have a son, and you know, things change, times change, and you know, they'll grow up a little bit. And, you know, they're enjoying their youth right now. So,
what are your thoughts on playing with Tom Brady?
Playing with Tom Brady?
Yeah.
I'm excited about that one. That's pretty much the best way to say it. It's Tom Brady. You know, one of the greatest guys out there. So. You know, I'm really looking forward to the opportunity to be out there on the field with him.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.